Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
In the rolling hills of southeast Ohio, just beyond the bustling campus of Ohio University, stands a structure that has witnessed the profound darkness of the human condition. Its red brick walls, towering spires, and long sprawling corridors tell the story of a time when society grappled with how to care for the mentally ill. This place, known today as the Ridges, once operated under a different name, a name that still carries a weight of both history and mystery, the Athens Lunatic Asylum. Opened in 1874, the Athens Lunatic Asylum was built to house and treat individuals deemed mentally unwell. In an era when mental illness was still widely misunderstood, the asylum was seen as a sanctuary for those lost to their inner demons. However, the walls of the asylum would become a silent witness to the lives that passed through its doors. Some cured, many forgotten, and others, if stories are to be believed, trapped there forever. The asylum, like so many others built during the 19th century, was inspired by the Kirkbride Plan, a design philosophy intended to create peaceful environments for patients to heal. Its sprawling, batwing-shaped layout was meant to maximize sunlight and fresh air, two elements that were believed to have restorative powers for the mind. The building itself was grand with intricate woodwork, large windows, and serene grounds. For the people of Athens, it stood as a beacon of hope for those who had been ostracized by society due to their afflictions. But even in its early days, whispers of mystery atmen and unethical practices began to circulate. It was no secret that mental health care in the 19th and early 20th centuries was rife with experimentation. Treatment methods often bordered on barbaric by today's standards. Procedures like hydrotherapy, electroshock treatments, and lobotomies were commonplace, though they were frequently conducted with little regard for the comfort or consent of the patient. Inside the asylum, those who entered in the hopes of finding peace often found something else entirely. For many, the reality was far bleaker than the idealistic principles upon which the asylum was founded. Overcrowding became a persistent issue, with patient numbers at one point exceeding $2,000, far beyond the intended capacity of the facility. As more patients arrived, resources were stretched thin, and conditions began to deteriorate. In time, the asylum became more of a warehouse for the unwanted, with patients left to wander its halls in their confusion and suffering. It is said that where there is great suffering, spirits linger. And for those who believe in the supernatural, the Athens Lunatic Asylum is one such place. From its early years, rumors of hauntings began to spread among the townsfolk. Visitors, staff, and patients alike reported strange occurrences, flickering lights, footsteps echoing through empty corridors, and the faint sound of distant cries that seemed to come from nowhere and everywhere at once. Perhaps the most enduring legend tied to the asylum is that of Margaret Schilling. Her story has become an inseparable part of the haunted legacy of the Ridges. It was late December 1978 when Margaret Schilling, a patient at the asylum, disappeared from the facility. The hospital staff searched for weeks, but found no trace of her. Then in January 1979, her body was discovered in a long-abandoned section of the asylum that had once been used for patients with infectious diseases. She was found lying on the cold, hard floor, her body decomposed from exposure. But it wasn't just her death that sparked the chilling tales. On the floor where her body had rested was an outline, an indelible stain that, despite years of attempts to remove it, remains visible to this day. Some say it's a chemical reaction from the body's decomposition. Others believe it's something far more sinister. Those who visit the site today report an overwhelming feeling of dread, as if Margaret's spirit is still trapped, unable to move beyond the place where she met her tragic end. But Margaret is not the only spirit said to haunt the halls of the Ridges. There are stories of shadowy figures that roam the long, dimly lit hallways. Their presence felt more than seen. Cold spots are frequently reported, sudden drops in temperature that seem to follow certain visitors as they walk through the building. Some claim to have heard the distant sound of crying or the soft shuffle of footsteps trailing behind them, only to turn around and find no one there. One former worker at the asylum recalled an encounter with the unexplained. Late one night, while performing routine maintenance in one of the old wards, he heard what he described as soft humming. Thinking it was a patient who had wandered from their room, he followed the sound, but as he moved closer, the humming stopped. After checking every room on the ward, he found no one. When he returned to his work, the humming resumed, now seemingly closer than before. To this day, he cannot explain what he heard, nor why the sound chilled him to his core. The reports of paranormal activity don't stop at strange sounds and cold spots. Some visitors claim to have seen full apparitions, figures dressed in old-fashioned hospital gowns, moving slowly through the halls as if reliving their days as patients. One particular ghost is often spotted in what was once the women's ward. Described as a woman in her mid-30s with dark hair and pale skin, she's said to stand motionless at the end of a hallway, her eyes vacant, staring into the distance. When approached, she vanishes, leaving only a lingering sense of sorrow in her wake. The asylum cemetery, located just a short walk from the main building, adds another layer to the eerie atmosphere. Here, in unmarked graves, over 1,900 former patients are buried, their names lost to time. It is said that many of the spirits haunting the ridges come from these forgotten souls, those who died within the asylum's walls and were buried without ceremony or recognition. Visitors to the cemetery have reported strange lights hovering over the graves at night, and some claim to have felt the ground tremble beneath their feet, as if those buried below were trying to reach out. Among the cemetery's most unsettling features are the numbered markers that stand in place of headstones. In death, just as in life, these patients were reduced to numbers, a stark reminder of the anonymity and isolation that many of them experienced. It is no wonder, then, that some believe the souls of these patients have never found peace. The sheer number of unmarked graves, coupled with the tragic stories of those interred there, paints a grim picture of life inside the asylum. In 1993, the Athens Lunatic Asylum closed its doors for good. Its legacy, however, lives on. Today, the grounds are home to Ohio University, and the building itself, now called the Ridges, has been repurposed for various uses, including administrative offices and classrooms. But despite its new function, the haunting presence of its past remains. Students and faculty report experiencing many of the same phenomena that have plagued the building for decades: unexplained noises, cold drafts, and the eerie sensation of being watched. One Ohio University student who had ventured into the abandoned wings of the asylum late at night described an encounter that left him shaken. As he explored the dilapidated rooms, he heard the distinct sound of footsteps following him. Thinking it was a friend playing a prank, he turned around, only to find the hallway behind him empty. When the footsteps continued, growing louder and more insistent, he quickly made his way back to the main campus, vowing never to return after dark. Paranormal investigators from across the country have descended upon the Ridges, drawn by its reputation as one of the most haunted places in Ohio. Armed with EMF detectors, infrared cameras, and audio recorders, these teams have attempted to capture evidence of the supernatural. Many have reported strange readings, disembodied voices captured on tape, and unexplained anomalies on video. While skeptics argue that these experiences can be explained by natural phenomena, the sheer number of reports from different sources over the years makes it difficult to dismiss the possibility that something otherworldly resides within the walls of the Ridges. The Athens Lunatic Asylum stands as a stark reminder of a time when mental illness was met with fear and misunderstanding. While the building itself may no longer function as an asylum, the stories of those who lived, and in many cases, died within its walls, continue to echo through the corridors. Whether you believe in ghosts or not, there's no denying that the Ridges carries with it the weight of history, a history marked by suffering, loss, and the enduring question of what happens when the living can't leave the past behind. As the sun sets behind the hills of Athens, Ohio, and the shadows of the asylum stretch across the ground, one can't help but wonder, are the spirits of those who once roamed these halls still here, watching and waiting? Or is it simply the weight of history that leaves its mark on this place, drawing us back time and time again, searching for answers that may never come?
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.